Vincent O'Malley joins us for a kōrero today. Te Pūtake o Te Rere, he rā Maumahara. Of course, the name for our latest National Day, the commemoration in this country of our wars, our conflicts, and it's held on the 28th of October. It's the fifth year that the day is being observed in this way. And Vincent is a well-noted historian. He's written many puka puka, specialising in treaty, author of many books of New Zealand Māori history, Meeting Place, Beyond the Imperial Frontier, and, of course, the wonderful tome on the New Zealand Wars. And I'm pleased to have him join us. He's a founding partner of History Works and is based in Wellington. Vincent O'Malley, a historian with us today. Tēnā koe, Vincent, ngā mihi.
Kia ora, Dale.
Good to talk with you again. Look, I was just touching on matters with Dale Taketemu about the Declaration of 1835. It's a document that hasn't received as much kōrero, obviously, as the treaty. But with the change in attitude towards history lessons in our schools, perhaps it will get a little bit more wider understanding. You've been very much part in identifying the importance of the New Zealand Wars as they're referred to, and he rā Maumahara is perhaps, you know, as a result of that strong focus, including the Tono te Government, which I must touch on, by the Tauira from Otoranga College. So why is today, the 28th of October, so important? And do you think it's appropriate that the declaration signing and he rā Maumahara occur on the same day, Vincent? Does that work well for both kaupapa?
Well, I think when it came to selecting a day for rā Maumahara, there had to be, you know, it couldn't be the date of a particular battle in any area. One of the options that was discussed was the 3rd of December, which was the date that the New Zealand Settlements Act was passed in 1863, so the Raupapa legislation. But the 28th of October was selected instead. There's an obvious connection with He Whakaputanga in the sense that if we think about what the New Zealand Wars, Ngā Pakanga or Aotearoa, were all about, really, Māori were defending their tino rangatiratanga under attack from the Crown. And that rangatiratanga was affirmed and declared in He Whakaputanga in 1835. So I think there's a strong connection between the two of those. And I think you're right that He Whakaputanga is less well known. I think for many, Pākehā was sort of long regarded as sort of an object of curiosity, historical curiosity, really, but of no greater significance. But I think today, as we sort of reflect on where we are and where we want to be as a nation, I think it comes back into its own.
The documentary, Vincent, that was shown this week, No Māori Allowed, painted a rather disturbing picture of race relations in this country. And we know that there's still some collective embarrassment to confronting the truth or accepting the reality of how many of our early settler farmers came to occupy land that has since become very productive, and therefore families that have followed through generations of using of that land have grown up with some distinct privilege. It was a little bit awkward, but it's all part of the spin-off of what happened with the battles of the 1860s, all designed to create more opportunity for settler families to get onto the land. What would you say of these more contemporary reminders, i.e. that documentary, and how it reminds us of what actually occurred in the 1860s that saw many grow up in a life of relative privilege and many of our people, Māori, sadly, subjected to a life of immense hardship?
Yeah, well, and there's a direct connection there in the sense that many Tainui people who had been dispossessed and became landless as a result of the invasion of Waikato end up working in the market gardens in Pukekohe and elsewhere. And actually, there's a lot of intermarriage with Chinese and Indian market gardening families there, and there's a strong backlash against that. I think there's a Royal Commission in the 1920s that sort of condemns what they described as this miscegenation between Māori and other peoples. And there is, you know, there's a colour bar in that town, as that documentary described very well. But it's something that we saw in that program that some Pākehā, even today, are in denial about. And I think the point is really that we need to be upfront and honest about our past, however uncomfortable it may make some people feel. It's a very necessary process to be honest with ourselves about where we've come from, because that's all part of a process of healing and reconciliation. We can't do that without first being honest and then having those conversations around that. And that's, you know, whether we're talking the New Zealand Wars or Te Whakaputanga or racism, Pukekohe or wherever, it's just taking that initial step and saying we're prepared to accept that these things happened and we need to talk about it and reflect on that. I think that's a really key thing.
I've always had concerns that when we chronicle history, it seems to always be about skirmishes. And if you look on the History Channel, it was about Second World War battles or First World War battles. And, you know, when we look back at Māori history too, often it can be catalogued in a chronological way about various battles. So I had some reservations about Hera Maumahara, to be honest, Vincent, that it was, again, following this Eurocentric view of history. You might have some thoughts on that, because what we've just touched on there is contextualising why the signing of the Declaration was important, and also how these battles, if you will, resulted in loss of land, etc., that and the effects of which can still be felt all these generations on. Some thoughts in that space, please, Vincent?
Yes, I think the New Zealand Wars are kind of turning points in the history, in the sense that you have Te Whakaputanga in 1835, the Crown comes along with the treaty in 1840, and for Māori signatories of Te Tiriti, there's no expectation that sovereignty has been signed away. It's recently been argued that the Crown didn't even seek sovereignty over Māori communities. I'm not sure about that, but the point is that for a long period after 1840, you had these competing understandings of what the treaty relationship meant. Did it mean that the Crown was in charge, or did it mean that Māori continued to have rangatiratanga over their own affairs, as they always had? And it's really only in the main sequence of the New Zealand Wars in the 1860s that question is answered, and that the Crown achieves enough in those conflicts to impose its authority over Māori communities. And that has devastating consequences almost immediately. So, you know, the Waikato War ends in 1864. Within 12 months of that, you get the Native Land Court established. 2 years later, you have the Native School System established in 1867. Neither of those would have been possible without British victory in the Waikato War. And, you know, the Native Land Court and Native School System, one strips Māori of their land, the other of their language, and we live with the consequences of that today. So I think this history is so much bigger than simply battles and wars. Those are significant because they're turning points, but this is not, we're not talking about strictly military history here. We're talking about something much wider than that, that has ramifications across all of our society today.
So it is important. And of course, the focus here, which has occurred under Jacinda's watch, and well, whether or not it might have under another political regime, I'm not quite sure. But we've got history being taught in schools. Are we ready to teach the history? Do you think? Do you think our people understand it clear enough to do that? And obviously, we're throwing a bit of weight here on the shoulders of our teaching and education profession to impart the information that's useful in allowing our people to grow up more rounded with a clearer understanding of the realities of our settlement and history. But have we the expertise to effect that from your read, Vincent?
Well, I think it'll be a big challenge, and I'm sure that mistakes will be made. The important thing, I think, is that we've got to the point where we acknowledge that teaching New Zealand history to all school students is essential. And I think with the curriculum, that will probably strengthen and grow over time. And in terms of the development of the curriculum, that decision was announced late in 2019. And, you know, within the to develop that within the space of 3 or 4 years is a remarkably quick time frame to sort of revolutionise how we teach our own history. So things like the development of resources to support that, I think will take time. I mean, the basics will be there, hopefully, from next year, but there will be elements of that that need to develop and grow further. And I think a really important part of that, and I'm not sure how this is tracking across the motu, is those schools developing relationships with mana whenua. And where they haven't already had those existing relationships, that's a process that takes time, of course, because they need to develop relationships built on mutual respect and trust. And that all takes time. So I think it's a big ask, but it's really important that we've got to this point. And in the longer term, I can see this could be one of the more transformative decisions that the current government has made, because hopefully what it will mean will be that in future we have generations of historically literate and aware rangatahi who have a sense of where they've come from as a community, as a nation. And that's really empowering, I think, for those young people.
Always interesting to have a cordial with you, mate. Thanks very much, Vincent. We all need to pause today and just recognise the signing of the Declaration and Era Maumahara, the impacts of the New Zealand Wars on our history, now our reality. With us, Vincent O'Malley from History Works and a prolific author on matters of the treaty and of Māori development in Aotearoa. Thanks, Vincent. Always neat talking with you, mate. I look forward to our next chance to do so.
Kia ora, Dale. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Vincent O'Malley with us there.